South Road 26 is to amend the stipulations of the approval for case number 9424, OmniPoint Communications.
This was the one that I was talking about. And there's.
This is the one that you just heard last week, right, wasn't you, or 2 weeks ago?
For future, for the benefit of, for the future, for yourself.
Right.
That portion of the hearing, not necessarily the whole hearing, but
right.
about the lighting from the FAA expert.
Thank you, share that then. I'll get over it then.
The one thing that I think we all learned is that although you've imposed a stipulation of putting those strobes at the top to change
right.
with the weather, apparently there is no such animal, so.
Which
they have them. They have lights that change. I think you said because of light conditions, dark light, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
but not one that apparently we all understood existed from some source. But.
Which raises the question: how are the past applicants going to meet that requirement?
That's true. Yeah. Okay. Excuse me.
One thing he did say. I mean, I think the guy was on the ball, but I did contact Alan Corman. They do have to fly 500 feet. They do have to call in any towers, only when they're around Georgetown or Air Force Base. Every time they go up and down, they don't have to get on radio and say they're up or they're going down, which he said they had to do. They don't have to do that in Sussex County. Or Kent County, no.
He was pretty emphatic about that.
Yes, he was.
I'm in Dover Air Force
and
Base.
And I called and they said only when they're around Georgetown,
or
around an airport,
or Air Base.
They're spraying around that area, they have to call and tell them what they're doing and where they're at, the location all the time. But around, away from that, they do not have to do that.
Well, the planes have to have a, I don't know what you call it, a beacon of sorts or a GPS tracking device or something to that effect that shows where that plane is when it goes in the air. And if that plane did not have it, then they were in violation of.
I knew that, but he was saying they had to call too every time they went up and went down.
I thought he said.
And I knew that wasn't right, and he was saying about the white lights, strobe lights that you can see them any time of daytime, sunlight, anytime. Probably knows that after he said that, and if we're gonna do this by Sussex County, I think the white strobe is the way we should go. If we're gonna think about a county. Well, white strobe is the way
then,
to go with it.
But then you have to consider, what they suggested is that there's going to be applications where it's going to be offensive to local people, in their homes. If you say, hey, let's go all white strobe.
Mm-hmm.
My personal opinion is that either council revisit it and determine something different, or in future cases that we. We say whatever FAA requirements are as far as lighting and leave it at that.
But the ordinance stated the way it is.
I'm sorry, I was reading the minutes. I didn't hear what the question was.
I said either, my feeling is that either Sussex County Council revisit their ordinance and consider FAA regulations, or we just future tower cases, when it comes to lighting, we condition that it meet FAA lighting requirements.
Yeah, I think you can do that now. It's just like adding a stipulation in any case. I mean, it certainly makes more sense in the long run, or in the long haul, to have the county amend the ordinance to either eliminate it or conform it to what everybody else is doing. And I mean, but there's several things in that ordinance that need to be addressed, and they probably need to do that all at one time. But for the purpose of the lighting in the interim, you can dictate what you want for these things, as you really have been doing anyway the last couple of applications.
But we've been going with what the county said, right, Rick?
No, because I think the last few applications you have said one at the top and one halfway,
mm-hmm.
with the light at the top that really doesn't exist. So, and apparently what the FAA says is, up to 200 feet, you don't really need any lights at all. So, and this applicant, I think, was asking that they not have to put any lights on, and although they could put the strobe at the top that changes at, at nighttime, I think their preference was not to do that, because they were concerned that the residents were gonna be, would find that more objectionable than anything else.
They suggested the light would be thrown downward into the homes.
So they would put no light on there then?
No, 150-foot, FAA, there is, at 150-foot, there is a light on top.
Right, a red light, then, and also halfway down the tower?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, that's what I mean, there's, you know, I'd like to take a look at what the FAA requirements are.
Me too, yeah.
But by the same token, my opinion is, we, our condition be that, you know, whatever FAA requirements, that, you know, that dictates what kind of lighting gets put on a tower. Because I think equally as dangerous, as, you know, people running the towers because, you know, for whatever reasons, if we start making changes to what the FAA requires, that makes it equally as dangerous, if not more dangerous. You know, they come to expect certain lightings and.
Rick, do you know we've, Sussex County filed, King County?
Newcastle.
Newcastle?
Ours came from Newcastle, yeah, I honestly don't know what Kent says.
I mean, so we filed Newcastle County with their.
Yeah, but I think they've also amended theirs since then, and I, you know, ours has been on the books now for probably, what, 8 years? Yeah.
That's the error prior to this.
Say things like that, you ought to revisit every 4 or 5 years anyway, so.
You should be getting a copy of what we had started, was my understanding prior to me getting, I was gonna tell you just last meeting, but I wasn't near that. So you should be coming to you what we had discussed in November the 28th out there with, and you should have gripped it, and then it's gotten it done, not to me, but to go to Rick, and then he'll share it with us, so. If you see him maybe tomorrow, or if I see him or talk to him, see where it's at, that's what I was told, and that should be coming to you. Okay, so then. McCabe, is there any further discussion on this? Any more, Skip? Mr. Workman?
What they were saying.
They want to amend it?
So, yeah, they seek to amend it to.
Stipulation.
Because they can't comply to the soft lighting at 75 feet in the strobe. They request that any lighting comply with FAA standards. And which is lighted tower midpoint, which would be 86 feet, and lighted on top of the tower. No lighting change from solid burn or strobe to during inclement weather and all that. Do you want to look at the FAA thing and then?
I would look at the packet, that's what we did with the other one.
Table it until the 16th.
October 16th. Okay, do you have a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
Light midpoint.
Mr. Hudson?
Yeah, we're gonna table it to see that, the information we just get.
Yeah, have a motion by Mr. Mills and seconded by Mr. Hudson, that we table case number 9613 to our October the 16th meeting. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye, all opposed, motion so carried. They gave her a fortified chance to read that information that.
One for everybody.
Looks like it.
Dawn has. There being no further business, or anyone has any further business?
You didn't read it.
All those in favor? All opposed?
Table.
Motion carried, meeting is adjourned, subject to call history.